If I dodged the bullet or just lost the love of my life. Oh. Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. All right. Johnny Depp. Donna, he might be an idiot.
Might be? Might be breaking news, might be an idiot.
Okay, so, all right, here's the sitch, okay? Before, I was like, yeah, that bad management group for mismanaging his money. And now, court documents have been released that show some email exchanges that show that he just might be really bad at money, like so bad, so bad.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, he offered to sell off some of his pricey possessions to fix his financial woes. But the one thing he refuses to part with is probably the one thing that would get him a lot of money.
What's that?
His private jet.
I don't know, Johnny.
This is okay. So just let's just go through some of these emails, okay? Because he's trying really hard to climb out of debt. And then he ends up suing his old, you know, financial firm. Now the financial firm is countersuing. So all this stuff is going on in court. And they're saying the actor was aware of his dire situation the whole time. And it actually kind of looks like they tried. There was an email exchange from December of 2009, okay? It was just made public. And his guys sent him a note and said, hey, take it easy on holiday spending. And if they need to meet up or they need to meet up and look at things realistically, income, expenses, and then work together on how to make sure that these are all back in balance. So Johnny Depp writes back a day later, I'm doing my very best on holiday spending, but there's only so much I can do. I need to give my kiddies and my family as good a Christmas as possible, obviously within reason. Then he wrote, what else can I do? You want me to sell some art? I will. You want me to sell something else? Sure. What? I've got bikes, cars, property, books, paintings, and some semblance of a soul left. What would you like me where would you like me to start?
He's so weird. You're making him sound so much better than this, I think, really looks.
Really?
He's got 100 question marks after every one of those questions.
And he misspells
things. I've got some semblance of a soul. Okay, Johnny, what world are you living in? I mean, he doesn't even have a budget. I mean, he's been living so long, rich for so long. He just doesn't even understand that there's a finite amount of money in the world, and especially in his bank account.
I know.
You can't, I mean, I you're just an idiot. He's
you
an
run
idiot.
Out. The money doesn't, yeah, it doesn't
and
just.
It's not like, oh, you're spending money on realistic things. You're not. You shot a guy out of a cannon for $5 million. You own a private island. You own a private jet. I mean, you're not living any sort of normal lifestyle. Like holiday spending? Cool it on all of these $30,000 on wine a month. I mean, no, they were trying to regulate him.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and then he says a commercial flight with paparazzi in tow would be a bleeping nightmare of monumental proportions.
Oh, get over yourself. Get over yourself, Johnny. Maybe drop a few chains and no one will recognize you.
Well, that just hurts. Do we have to go after the guy's appearance?
He can change and go undercover. Beyonce flies commercial. I mean, come on, Johnny.
I know.
He is just out of it.
Yeah,
he's out of it.
He's out of touch. He just doesn't get it. He says,
really,
I don't like being in this situation, but there's, I didn't have a whole lot of choice. The Rum Diary was a sacrifice we knew would be happening, and the last proper paycheck was Public Enemies.
No, he's playing the victim here.
I will do my best, Joel. I'll do my best.
It's his fault.
So
and he just doesn't, you can tell from the emails too, he's not taking it seriously.
He needs to
sell the plane. He's not like, all right, you know, let's meet up. Let's talk through this. He's still, you know, whining and dining and flying around on islands and not taking it seriously and just hoping someone else takes care of it for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a child. I don't think you'd really like to be in that situation, Donna.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm totally officially off the J Depp bandwagon.
Are you really?
I think so.
We finally did it.
Yeah, that bugs me. That's like ignorance.
It,
and you know
it
what
is.
Else? I really don't like his spelling.
What did he spell wrong?
He just comes across as a dummy.
What did he spell wrong? I'm not seeing anything that he spelled wrong.
Family.
What did he say? How did he spell it?
F-A-M-I-L-L-E.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. His grammar doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
And it bugs.
I don't trust anyone that uses that many question marks. It's too many. It's like he thinks every question is three question marks. It's like he thinks one question mark is three.
You're right, though. That's not an exaggeration. Pretty much every question has three question marks.
Yeah.
And a lot of the ellipsis, you know, the dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
He uses a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't capitalize.
Oh, okay.
Either.
Yeah. Donnie, you would have enjoyed the spelling bee from The Bachelorette the other night, I think.
I bet I would.
They actually had a spelling bee, and they were kind of trying to test the intellect of these guys, which, again, I mean, a spelling bee, I don't know, whatever. But some of the words were really hard, and then some of them were really easy. Like, stunning was one of them, but then boutonniere was one of them.
Oh, okay, that's a tough one.
I know, I think that's a tough one. And then the guy won on polyamorous. It was quite enjoyable.
Okay, yeah, that's actually a pretty clever thing to throw in that show.
I know. I've never seen a spelling bee on there before, I don't think.
Yeah,
so
kind of cute.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So we do have a follow-up on Gronk, do we?
We do. So Rob Gronkowski, remember the other day or yesterday, we found out that he had spent about $100,000 at a bar, and it was a ridiculous bill. Like, they got the receipt, and there were so many bottles of champagne, Maker's Mark, shots, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Rob Gronkowski now is saying, no, I didn't do that. I didn't spend that amount of money. But I'm just thinking, Gronk, I don't know, because I think his argument doesn't really stand, because he's trying to say, he says, don't always believe what you read. And then he said he would give that sort of money to charity before he'd blow it on a single night out. But the thing is, I don't think he really gets it, because either way, the money was spent.
Right.
Like,
he racked up the bill, if he didn't pay for it.
Even if he didn't pay for it, those were charges. So that amount of money was spent.
Right.
And it probably wasn't just him. It was a ton of people.
Yeah, they probably split it or divided it five ways.
Well, I think the casino probably just took care of it. But regardless, it's still that amount of money is being charged. Maybe you didn't spend it.
Right.
But that's only because the hotel took care of it for you. It's not like the charges didn't exist.
Everybody's in denial.
I know.
You know what I mean? Miles Teller. I didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we are looking at photos of you, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger. I didn't have anything done on my face. Really? You have a new face.
We're familiar with the old one.
You literally have a different face.
I know. Everybody just needs to wake up. And make a wish.
Donna, we're the only sane ones here.
I know.
Can't wait to take you on that cruise.
Yeah. Thanks, Mar. The cruise that doesn't exist.
I just got this cruise flyer in the mail. Looks like I want a free cruise. Can't wait to go. I'm inviting Gronk. Donna, we got to invite Gronk somewhere too. I know we said we want him to be the third member of our show, but I think we should invite him like to prom or something. You know, he probably doesn't get a lot of invites to prom. People are probably scared of him.
Who's in denial now?
What?
You have a prom to go to, Mar? What prom are you going to?
Good point.
Thank you.
The high school hockey players I play with.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's funny.
They're like, what school do you go to?
Did those kids actually think that you were playing?
Yeah, I randomly like play with high schoolers. And and they'll be like, hey, Marley, what school do you go to? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're like the school of hard knocks, kid.
I know. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Oh my God.
I'm at the School of Continuing Education, and I've been there for a while.
Yeah, and I still haven't learned a damn thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm taking German classes on the DL evenings. By the way, I want to remind everyone that we are going to be at Pride this weekend.
Fun.
And it's going to be so fun. We're going to have our Pride Pontoon. It's the annual Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade taking place again this Sunday, June 25th. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to our Pride partners at First Equity Mortgage. And you can learn more about that at tcpride.org.
Okay, when we come back, Amar, you're a big fan of My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes, one of my favorite movies.
Okay, I am going to quiz you.
Okay.
On that movie, okay, and see how well you do. And also, we're going to try to squeeze in a trailer for the live-action Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yes, it looks so good.
So cute. All coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everybody remember the movie My Best Friend's Wedding, starring Julia Roberts?
One of the best movies ever.
I think Cameron Diaz is in that too, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. It's the 20th anniversary of this delightful rom-com, and we thought it would be fun to quiz you all. I'm going to quiz Marley, actually, but you could play along at home and see how much you remember from this movie. Each
night, this is the opening sequence.
This was a good movie.
Such a great movie.
Okay. Oh, Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby. Okay.
Hey.
Are you ready, Mar?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's... What are you doing?
Got a lot going on over here.
All right. So here we go. Your first question is,
okay,
let's just get one thing straight right away. Okay. Which woman does Michael choose in the end? Spoiler alert.
Duh. Kimmy.
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Played by Cameron Diaz, by the way.
The film opens in the kitchen of a fancy restaurant where the frantic chef is prepping a dish for this food critic.
Yes.
Jules. Okay. When she finally tastes it, she tells the waiter she's going to write it up as boring and safe, surprising and inspired, tired and tasteless, or inventive and confident.
Surprising and inspired.
Oh. Hold on a second here. Oh.
No.
It's wrong, Mar.
Shoot. Is it the confident one?
Yep.
Darn it.
Okay.
Okay.
Michael and Jules, they made a vow that they would get married if they were both single at what age?
28. Isn't that young, too?
No, that's correct. Sorry. Yes, that is young. Which baseball team does Kimmy's father own? Do you want me to give you choices?
Yeah.
New York Mets, Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, Baltimore Orioles.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
Well, do you remember where it took place?
Maybe. What were the options again?
The Mets, the Red Sox. All right, New York Mets, Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, or Baltimore Orioles.
I feel like Chicago White Sox.
All right, let's see how you do. Good job. Okay. We're taking a quiz on My Best Friend's Wedding, okay? How does Kimmy describe her cousins who will be her bridesmaids? Hyper-competitive bees. Biatches.
Okay.
Self-absorbed brats. Puritanical goody-two-shoes. Or vengeful sluts.
Vengeful sluts.
Very good, Mar. Yes. All right. Onward.
All right. This can be our last one, too.
What Burt Bacharach Hail David song does Kimmy sing poorly at karaoke?
Oh, gosh, this is such a good question.
I say a little prayer for you. Oh, okay. Wishing and hoping.
Gosh, I'm so glad
wishing
I
and
have
hoping.
Options.
Yep. Just don't know what to do with myself, yeah. Or I'll never fall in love again.
Just don't know what to do with myself.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Mar. It's very impressive.
Thank you. It's such a great movie. It's so good.
Can I ask one more question?
Please. I have another tune from this fine film.
Jules and Michael have the same favorite drink with different modifications. What is that drink?
Can I have the options?
Margarita, martini, old fashioned, or a Long Island iced tea?
This is a hard one.
This is a sad movie.
So beautiful.
So depressing.
This is the most heartbreaking part of the entire movie. The song.
Margarita, martini, old fashioned, or Long Island iced tea?
I'm going to go with a Long Island iced tea.
It's a good guess. I would have gone with the martini. Let's see how you did. It's a margarita.
Dang it.
You're a big loser.
Okay.
You're a big old fat loser. All right, so there's that happy 20th anniversary to my best friend's wedding. Oh, it makes me want to rent that.
Aren't you just falling in love right now?
No, I'm getting my heart torn out of my chest and stepped on. You know, you're taking up valuable poo time. Winnie the...
I already did that this morning. Thank you for indulging me. No, seriously, dude, we do have a Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah. All right,
we
you've got 1 minute.
Okay, here it is. It's called Goodbye, Christopher Robin. Oh, no, we're pretty much out of time. Here's a little bit of it. It's about the creator of Winnie the Pooh, his life.
Such sadness to so many people. Hardly anyone could remember what happiness was like. But something happened that changed all that.
His name is Christopher Robin, but we generally call him Billy.
A toast. C.R. Milnes.
C.R. Milnes.
It helped us to believe in the good things.
Which one would you like?
This one.
Yeah, same height, please.
Go.
The fun things.
He's your favorite.
I'd have to go for the little one.
Piglet.
Has to be Piglet.
And a world full of imagination.
Aww. So it's about the creator and his son, Christopher Robin, who has this collection of stuffed animals and that inspiring the world of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
And then it's also about a sense of hope.
Yeah.
England after World War I.
Mm-hmm.
That looks really nice.
Yeah, we have the trailer at our website at mytalk1071.com.
October 13th is when that movie comes out. All right, when we come back, let's talk about Barbies. We're going from Pooh to Barbie, coming up next on My Talk 1071.
My Talk 1071. Everything.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Entertainment.
I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is play a second.
Channel 5 Eyewitness News weather report is brought to you today by Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Clouds increasing, a high of 79, a low of 62. Tomorrow, high of 77, a low of 60. It's currently 73 and sunny at My Talk.
Hey, good morning and welcome back. Thanks for listening to My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley and Barbie and Ken.
Oh my gosh, Donna.
These are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
There's some new Barbies out. Well, yeah. You already heard about Ken, right? So Ken's got a man bun and all different Kens.
Well, so about a while ago, a year or something, we got a bunch of new Barbies. And then now they've made over Ken. So we have actually had the new Barbies for a while that have different hairstyles. They have different body shapes, different skin colors. They're really cool, honestly.
It's
spent
so
the first
fun.
Half an hour of work today looking at Barbies online.
That's not a lie.
No, it's not. Sorry.
It's just so baffling to me why it's taken so long for this to happen.
You know, it's because we're woke now, Donna. We're woke.
Woke?
Yeah.
I forgot what that means. What does that mean?
Just means like we're aware. We're self-aware.
Oh, that's right. We're woke.
We're aware of all the issues, you know?
Okay.
We're woke.
I mean, it would have been so much more fun to play with these dolls knowing that Barbie had so many different friends mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, in her whatever, her mobile home, whatever that thing is.
I never had. What Barbie were you playing with?
I didn't have a Barbie. I didn't get my first Barbie till I was 30.
Oh, wow. Good. So if I buy a bunch of these, it's not weird then.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't buy it for myself. Someone gave it to me because they thought it would be nice for me to have my first Barbie.
I love that.
I know.
Well, I think these are really cool. But Donna, what everyone's talking about in terms of the Kens are that they've got a bunch of hairstyles too. So now there are slim Kens. There are more broad, which are supposed to be kind of, that's kind of like a broad dad bod kind of guy.
Sure.
And then they've got the traditional Ken, but different heights as well, different skin colors, different styles, different hairdos.
Yeah.
And some of the hairdos, like the man bun, is what one guy has.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's cool.
Yeah, I don't mind Ken doll having a man bun.
It looks really good.
You like him?
I do. And then there's the guy with the blonde hair that's kind of got the poofy hair. He looks good. And he's like in camo shorts and the other guy's in jorts. And they're wearing like those Vans type of style shoe.
Hmm.
There's another guy who's got like boots on.
Yeah. Yeah, I love these. I love the girl Barbie ones.
It must be so much fun to be a kid right now.
Yeah. Well,
I like
if you can put down the
like,
social
yeah, it
media.
Is. Yeah, it is.
I'm like, yeah, I have a great time being one. If you can put down the social media, you know, I wonder if the kids are playing with these Barbies, though. I'd love to hear from some moms. Like, are your kids playing with these Barbies? 651-641-1071. Or the Ken dolls. Do they want to play with these still?
And they're so, yeah, I would love to know, too. I love the guy with the glasses, too. What I want to know is, when did these get so inexpensive?
I
mean, because I think my mom's excuse for not ever getting me a Barbie, well, I don't know. I don't think she was looking too deeply into it other than, hey, costs a lot of money to buy one of these dolls.
Yeah, I don't know. These Barbies are only $10. $10 each.
That's amazing.
I wonder if the Barbies themselves have gotten a little cheaper.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Because they look different. The way that their joints and stuff go in seem different than they used to be.
Or maybe it's just become cheaper to make them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the
I love these though. They've got one girl that has blue hair. She's super tall. They've got one girl that has totally short hair. Yeah, they're really fun. I think I'm going to order a couple of them and keep them on my desk here.
Okay. And then what's going to happen?
I don't know.
And they're cute because there's home office sets. Like there's Barbie with glasses.
Then I'm really not going to do any work.
I know.
Yeah.
Two of them are going to get into a cat fight.
Yeah. I'm just playing with the Barbies at my desk all morning.
There is something not
and
right.
And Donna, let's be honest. This isn't the first time we've bought Barbies. We bought Barbies at Project Down and Dirty.
Don't even get me started on that, because what was supposed to happen, only one person did. And nobody noticed. Marley's like, all right, we're going to get these Barbies and we're going to bite their heads off and we're going to spit them out on stage because we're revenge perm.
I feel like it was maybe originally your idea, actually, because it was an Ozzy Osbourne reference, you know, to bite the head off a bat.
Right.
And so we wanted to do something like that because we were trying to be rock stars. And then the closest we could get was Barbies. And so, Donna, I love Donna because your commitment and your planning is just always so on point. So, like, if you're going to plan to do something, Donna's going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do all this preparation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, I forced Donna to get the Barbies. We're all ready. We plan the Barbies out. We get on stage. I completely forget about the Barbies. Don't do it at all. Donna runs across the stage, grabs it up, bites her head off, and throws it. And I don't think even anyone noticed.
Nobody noticed.
No. But so, it was amazing.
Thanks, Mar.
Yeah.
All right. On all that right. note. This is kind of related because we're talking about kids and playing and stuff like that. We asked on Facebook today, what is your favorite summer memory? So we've got some really nice answers, I think. Everybody's like hanging out poolside with friends, eating freeze pops.
Oh, gosh, I love freeze pops.
Blasting our mixtapes on the boombox. Girl after my own heart.
Nice.
New favorite memory is your interview with Jenny the Moose Soup Lady.
Okay.
And I'm calling her Jenny Yukon.
If you missed that, there's a viral video of a woman who was watching a riverboat race in Alaska and someone fell out of the boat and her reaction is just the best thing ever. And it's totally hilarious. And you can check it out. It's at our website at mytalk1071.com, but it is not safe for work. The actual audio of it.
Of the video, right?
Of the video. Yeah. But so we ended up getting in touch with her and we got her on the phone and we chatted with her this morning. So we're going to replay that interview actually coming up here at 11:45.
She basically took over the whole show, told us all about her family and her neighborhood. And we didn't even get to ask her very much about the video or the boat race.
Yeah. We asked her about moose soup and then I think she told us about something else for about 10 minutes and then... At the very end was like, oh, yeah, and I always have moose soup. And it was like, yeah, what's in the moose soup? But I think it's moose and, you know, onions.
Parsnips.
Yeah.
Turnips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things
but that's
like that.
I mean, Jenny was fantastic.
Yeah, so we will get to that in just a couple of minutes here. That might be one of my favorite memories so far.
I know. I was going to say my favorite memory this morning is of that video and talking to Jenny.
She's hilarious. And then she's trying to do the Minnesota accent.
She's so funny.
So funny. But anyway, Facebook question. You can still take part, by the way. And a lot of people saying the cabin.
Oh, I love this. Delana said, I always loved coming out of the pool as a kid and my mom hugging me while wrapping a towel around me.
Isn't that the best feeling?
Oh, wasn't that the best when you were actually the size of a horizontal towel? Like you stand up and the towel horizontally on the floor is as tall as you are.
Yes.
And you just wrap the whole thing around you.
And now they have those cute towels that have like, you know, duck heads.
Yeah.
You
those
know,
are
that,
so
they have
cute.
Little hoodies for you when you get your baby out. Let's see. Playing. Let's see. The cabin. Recent cruise to Alaska. Well, Michael.
Oh.
You could have visited the Moose Lady, the Moose Soup Lady.
Oh, that's a great cruise, actually. I actually went on a cruise to Alaska.
Oh, one of our coworkers is going, and she's a little worried about it. She's like, I'm keeping my expectations really low because I hear it's really great, but I don't want to get my hopes up.
So fun. So cool.
What do you do?
Well, I was a little younger. I was 12 or 13 or something, and my best friend came on it with me.
Oh, yeah.
So we just had so much fun. I mean, we weren't allowed in the actual kind of kids, you know, I mean, 18-year-old, et cetera, you know, the nightclubs and stuff like that. But we just made a ton of friends, and we were just frolicking around the cruise ship the whole time, swimming and hot tubbing, and they had crafting classes, and we saw whales, and we saw glaciers, and
cool.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it was really cool.
And then do you actually get off the ship?
You know what? We do. I don't remember
that's
that
not what left
all.
The most lasting impression.
Yeah, I just remember we just made so many friends and we just had all these friends on this cruise. It was so fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We went. They had so many things planned too, like talent shows and karaoke and I don't know. It was really fun.
Okay, cool.
Well done.
All right. Well, we're going to head back to Alaska in just a moment here with Jenny the Moose Soup Lady from Alaska. And we'll get to that and more coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
We can share my moon.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. And speaking of entertainment, in case you missed it earlier, you definitely want to hear this. There was a woman in Alaska watching the Yukon 800 the other day, which is a river boat race that actually went through the river in her backyard. And it's a video that she was taking, went viral, and it is hilarious. Here's a clip.
I think this is Charlie Huntington. Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a... Damn it! Dirty...
Damn it!
You guys are doing good!
I know!
Is that
hey,
Charlie?
Hey, great! Welcome back! Thanks for listening.
Oh, dirty son of a... Come down later for moose soup!
I'm gonna need some of those.
Yeah! You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Charlie's a couple minutes behind us.
All right. Right. You guys are doing good. Son of a... Hey, I got you on video.
My right here.
Dirty son of a... OMG. Gee, Raymond just lost a passenger. Gee, I was glad I got that on video. Come down for moose soup after, you boys.
Okay, so we reached out to her.
Because Marley wanted to be Jenny's best friend.
Well, and my wish came true because we got to chat with Jenny this morning. Take a listen.
We're separated by a window here. So, okay, so she's on hold. Marley,
yeah,
what's happening?
We've got Jenny on the line from the viral video.
Oh my gosh.
She's the best. I was just chatting her with for a few minutes. Hey, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, oh my gosh. Jenny. Say hello to Minnesota. That's where you're on the air.
Oh yeah, and I'm at 6:32 a.m. in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh my gosh.
And it's about 80 above out.
Oh wow! Nice.
We don't get darkness here.
I was going to ask. Today's the longest day of the year, one of them at least. So,
oh yeah, it's going to be a long day today.
Yeah, all
but
sunlight.
The weather people said I was going to have heavy rain and hail yesterday. So my belt broke in my lawnmower. So I went and got a new belt.
Okay.
Put it on my dry mower. Mowed my lawn at 10 o'clock last night, and guess what?
What?
It was like 75 above at 10 o'clock last night.
Wow.
And I never got any rain on my lawn. And I need the rain.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, don't you feel good that you got that off your list?
Oh, yeah. It looks, my riverfront view looks beautiful.
So now, Jenny, you live on the river, right?
And I'm just opening up bed and breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So, and you were at this boating race, and you and I off the air were just chatting a little bit about that and who the person that was that fell out of the boat. They're okay, right?
Yeah, he's fine. And I was waiting for the guy behind him, his uncle or his cousin, and he's my age. The guy behind Charlie's, I said, oh, this might be Charlie Huntington. I thought it was Charlie, but... It was Raymond and Raymond Huntington and Richard Summer.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other guy in the boat, but yeah, Richard Summer, who cartwheeled out of the boat, was named after my dad. His dad is an IBW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And then there's Richard. And he goes, I got dumped here too before. And so that's the second time he got dumped in front of my house.
How did he fall out?
I never have gotten to talk to him about that yet.
Okay, so this is a small community,
there. My girlfriend
right?
was texting me going, oh, you got to come down to the banquet, Jen. You got to come down to the banquet. So I went down the street. My classmate from high school, they had it in his boat shop, Compo's boat shop. And so I went down the street here. And went to the banquet, and they were just giving out awards and stuff. And then I got a picture with Richard and me by the boat, because everybody wanted our picture by the boat.
Okay.
So I put that on Facebook,
Jenny,
so
yeah.
Everybody knows who's the passenger. But yeah, I was, when Richard came out of that boat, and I didn't know it was Richard, and I was just kept calm, and I was like, okay, if I have to go in the river, I will,
yeah.
But Oh, you know, and the boat was still running and stuff. They came and turned around, but yeah.
Did they come for moose soup, Jenny?
Oh, I always. I mean, well, it's the end of the year. We don't hunt again till September for our moose meat, and so if someone's cooking moose soup, everybody wants to come. I mean, I had so the other day my lawnmower belt kept coming off. So I got on Facebook and I said, okay, I'm serious. I was getting pissed. I said, I need someone to come put my belt on my lawnmower. My mom and dad just died. I was frustrated. Yeah. I need to get my lawn mowed and the dry mower. The belt kept flipping. I said, okay, hint, hint. I have salmon strips and moose meat or dry meat at the house. And my niece goes, oh my gosh, you're going to have every girlfriend here and nobody to fix the belt. No, my one girlfriend came with her husband. And so I watched him fix my belt. So my belt's up two more times. So I went and got a new belt yesterday. I put a new belt on it yesterday. But I had to take the whole casing off the other day, and I figured it out.
Did you make the moose?
I'm a single parent, so.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, pretty resilient. And, yeah, people like, I mean, I had people make comments on Facebook that I've just been looking at periodically. But they're not mean and nasty. Oh, good. I like it. And they're like, moose soup. And,
yeah.
But that's our livelihood up here. I'm Alaska Native, and we do moose soup, and we fish in the summer, and
okay, Jenny. So many. If you're just joining us, by the way, this is for our listeners. We're talking with Jenny, whose video went viral as she was watching the Yukon 800, which is a riverboat race.
You can look at it on the internet.
Yeah, we put it on our website actually at mytalk1071.com. So, so is this a small community event, or is this like a really big, huge?
This started, I don't know how many years ago, but my cousin, I'm like, oh yeah, everybody's your cousin, Jen. I'm like, well, it is. My cousin Kim Bauer helps run it and stuff. I'm not sure what her status is on that, but I told her, I go, my mom has 8mm of silent video of the first Yukon 800 races. From they started down in the center of Fairbanks. They're out here by Pike's Landing now, but they used to be down there by the little church right down in Fairbanks, and that was back in the 70s. My mom has silent 8mm videos. I told her, I think I still have them, but, you know, my mom passed, so I haven't gone through her stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. I just packed it away for a year. But, so I told her, I'll look for that stuff.
Yeah, well, sorry to interrupt.
It's an 800-mile race, and these guys make these homemade boats, and they've improved them through the years, and blah, 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 and so. But, there's other people that are getting into that race. Now, we had 13 boats this year. That was a big deal, and I was just really excited. I'm like, I had, like, five friends show up. I put on Facebook, I got moose soup out here, turkey sandwiches. I bake homemade bread all the time and whatnot and stuff. But I'm on a long stretch of the Chena River, two bends before the finish line.
Okay, so it was about a mile before the finish line where this guy fell out.
I did a ride blood dog race here and all that. And I had five here last year, and they were a military couple, and they're four little kids, and they were like so thankful they came to my house because it was kind of cold that day. So the kids hung out in my garage and had soup and sandwiches and fruit and blah, blah, blah. So.
Okay, so you get the idea. Jenny basically took over the show.
Oh, she was so great. And that's not the entire interview. So you can listen to the entire interview and see the viral video. It's at our website, mytalk1071.com. Again, that was viral video star Jenny McLean live from Alaska this morning.
And her mission or her wish is to meet Ellen.
Yes. So we want to get her on Ellen.
Yeah, we should probably send this to Ellen.
Yeah, we'll tweet Ellen with the link to that.
Yes, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for the Donna and Marley show. Colleen and Bradley coming in next. Don't go changing.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Sweep the leg.
Entertainment.